BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On today's show, is Greg James still my friend after Keith Lemon broke into his house yesterday? Also, people screaming when I arrive on the 1D film on the big screen. It's a terrible idea. Don't do it. We get really stressed about spending all day in a small room with all the other Radio 1 DJs on Monday. And Sarah Cox calls a random number in her contacts list to see if she can remember who it is.
BBC Radio 1.
So Grimmy had a chat with her yesterday. I've seen a picture and he's trying to be all art pop. And she just is being art pop. But they chatted for over half an hour, including about her love of fish and chips, and Nick introducing to Lady Gaga the concept of maybe having gravy on the chips, which she had never heard of before. Well, she talks about her love of NSYNC and lots on her very arty new album. She even does a little song for Grimmy, and she's wearing a pair of cucumber glasses.
She looks ridiculous.
She looks brilliant. And that's going to be on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this Monday morning. One of the biggest pop stars in the world, Lady Gaga, helping us to launch even more Music Month on Radio 1 Monday. Don't miss it. Okay, today, Sarah Cox at 1:45. Sarah's last show for a while today.
I know.
So, sad times. We're going to go through all of the numbers in Sarah Cox's contact list in her phone book. Now, apparently she's forgotten who some of them are. I'm not sure this is a good idea. What about those ones from 99 that'll still be in there?
This could be brilliant.
Oh, you've forgotten who they are, have you? Well, there's a reason for that. Oh, God. Anyway, that's happening at 1:45 today. Sarah will go through her contacts and we'll decide who to call. It'll just be a random name in there and she has no idea who it is. And then she has to try and work out who it is when she calls them. Loads of Friday tunes as well. Talk Dirty off of Snake Charming with Jason Derulo. That's my big thing this week. That's coming up before half one. Also, the vaccines and DJ Fresh now.
Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1.
The first thing I woke when I woke up this morning, what I thought about. First thing that popped into my head.
I don't know. What?
What do you think it might be?
Money.
What?
No, I don't know. You asked.
Well, how much money I've got?
I don't know. Is that the first thing you think of in the morning?
No.
What else would it be? Music?
I hope today's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
That often happens.
Okay.
Sometimes I think about music. Today was, are me and Greg James still friends?
Oh, after yesterday.
Yeah, if you missed this, the video overnight got a lot of views. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube. It's when Greg was genuinely shocked and appalled to have Keith Lemon ransacking his flat while he was here watching it on a little monitor yesterday. So Keith was at Greg's house, Greg was here, and I don't know whether we've gone too far with it. You know?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously lots of people were involved in doing this.
It's so not just me.
In theory, he has to hate on quite a lot of people, but he has singled you out. I think it's because it all happened during your show.
Yeah, I think that immediately makes it look like it was my idea, which it wasn't. And Keith wanted to, you know, promote his new show Through the Keyhole, which is on this weekend. And it's one of those where you just go, great idea on paper when it actually happens. Because, you know, me and Greg are tight. I want to continue that.
Yeah.
And he says it's all right, but is it really?
Do you know what? I think it is all right. But I think at some point you should expect revenge.
Now, I've also thought about this. When I get home tonight, will there be a poo in a box on my front door?
No.
Like off of Sharon Osbourne?
No, I don't think so.
Remember she used to do that, didn't she?
What?
Like a fresh one.
What do you mean?
Hmm?
Is this...
Sharon Osbourne.
What happened?
Used to poo in a box.
No, she didn't.
And send it to enemies.
Why would she do it?
She did.
Really?
Yep, it's in her book.
Did you ever receive...
No. In fact... From what I remember, it wasn't on their front door. What she did, it was an old rock star that had annoyed her. What she did, you wouldn't want to be her enemy, would you? What she did was she booked a table for dinner and got her PA to arrange for him to meet her at this restaurant in LA or something.
Right.
And instead of turning up, the waiter, he sat there, right? waiting for his dinner date with Sharon Osbourne, the waiter brings in this box and goes, this is from Mrs. Osbourne, and actually has to open it in a restaurant full of people. Don't cross Mrs. O.
So is do you remember when someone was leaving garden gnomes outside your front door? Was that because they hated you?
I don't know. That was a worry for a while, wasn't it?
Do you remember there was like one a week, you'd come back and there was another gnome?
Well, it started off as one a week, but then there was a whole family of them outside, all different colours. They were like coloured in for some reason, like painted.
It's all a bit odd, wasn't it?
Really odd, quite sinister. Like, it's horror film material, isn't it? And then one day it really escalated and there was a whole family of them. I couldn't actually get in my front door because there were so many gnomes outside my front door.
So was that Sharon Osbourne?
I don't know. Was it Greg James? I don't know. Don't hate on it, Greg. Please can be friends. Videos online, by the way. It's very funny.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So Sarah Cox is here.
Hi.
And we're about to go through her actual phone book.
Yes, there's loads of numbers in there. Quite a few. I was surprised by how many I didn't know who they were. A lot of them are work ones, so they'll have like the name of a teleprogram attached to it or whatever.
Mm. So this is a thing we do where everyone's got phone numbers in their phone, and normally it's a name and where you met them, or they're used to you, or something like that.
Mm. Yes.
But you don't exactly know where you've met them. Like, everyone's got these numbers where you look through and you're like, who's that? But at the time, it made sense to you.
Yeah, so you've tried to leave a little clue.
Yeah, it's like Magaluf boobs.
Magaluf boobs.
Often it's with people that you've learnt their name earlier in the evening, but you don't want to be rude and ask for it again. So you'll write a description of them in the phone.
Yes.
You know? Or a distinguishing feature.
You've got quite a few of these, have you?
Yes, I have. Do you want me to go through them?
Yeah, go on, and we can decide which one we want to call.
I've got Riding Claire.
Excellent.
Is that to do with horses, do you think?
Must be. But I've racked my brains. There's quite a few riding ones in there, but I don't know who Claire is.
Riding Claire?
Oh, my God. It's not Claire Balding, is it? Could be.
Yeah, she used to be off of horses, didn't she? I would have just had her in as the Balding.
Yeah, you would. Okay.
Martin Tree.
Martin Tree?
Yeah. Sam Panto.
Who do you know that's in Panto?
Nobody. I don't know why I'd have that
number.
I
think that would be a great one, because if it's something to do with the Panto, we're really out of season for it. So you're going to be getting a call right out the blue.
Oh, that's quite good. And there's also Vicky Fixer.
That sounds dodgy.
It does sound dodgy, but it's nothing dodgy. It can't be. Well, it won't be in my phone.
No, certainly not. Vicky Fixer.
What are you going to do? Are we going to try any one of these? Is there a preference?
Riding Claire, Martin Tree, Sam Panto, Vicky Fixer.
I'd quite like to call Sam Panto.
So would I.
Because you don't know anything. I mean, when was the last time you went to a Panto?
We've not been for a couple of years. And my sister organises them, so that's why it's weird. She's like the one who does all the Christmas stuff. We take a seasonal celebration each in our family. Uncle does Easter. No, not really. But it's been a while. That's why it's weird. Sam Panto, but it can only mean Panto. Can't
I don't know
it?
If it. I mean, is that not a typo? I know you hate the word, Scott, but could it not be? You know the one.
Panties.
Well,
why would that be in?
I don't know. But it's,
I have got a Sam Panties, but I know who that is. We're not calling him. let's ring Sam Panto. I'm going to try. Should I try and get some Panto phrases in?
Yes, definitely yes.
Discreetly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good luck with that, discreetly.
Could be a him or a her, this, couldn't it?
True.
And you don't... Have you been offered any Panto work?
What are you saying? I'm merely busy.
You two would be great in Panto.
I'd do Scott, if I could be with you, yes, Scott, I would do Panto, because we would have a riot.
We would have a brilliant time.
Scott would be the genie.
I could be Buttons. Am I too old for be Buttons now?
Who's the one who says about walking to London?
Oh, in Dick Whittington.
Yeah.
30 miles to London and still no sign of Dick.
That's you.
That's me, definitely. I don't know who says that, though.
I can be Twanky. I've got to get twanky and let's do it. Sam Panto.
Okay, well, no idea who Sam Panto is.
Yeah, I'm quite nervous.
Remember, she has completely forgotten who this person is. But for the purposes of the game, Sarah is going to just ring up Sam for a nice chat, see how long she can drag it out for, and try and work out who she is.
Okay.
She might sound confident, though, but remember, Sarah has no idea who Sam Panto is, completely forgotten. So inside, she will be panicking a lot. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, good luck. I really want to know who this is.
Oh, God.
Please answer.
Hello.
Hi, Sam.
Who is it? Who's this? Sorry.
Hi, darling. It's me. Listen, I've not seen you for ages, and I'm desperate just to catch up with a frothy coffee just to see how you're doing.
The number's come up as unknown.
Yeah, I know. I'm ringing from work. You know what it's like. I've just finished work now. I thought I'd give you a quick tinkle, a bell, give you a tinkle. Listen, I was talking to my, neighbour Jeannie, basically she was fixing some buttons for me, and I wanted to just catch up with you. She mentioned you, and she was asking how you were, and I'm like, I've not spoken to Sam for yonks. I've got to give her a tinkle.
Is this Sarah Cox?
Yes. How are you, Sam? Are you well?
Sarah, I don't know if you phoned the wrong Sam.
No, I don't think so. Are you holding the phone weird? Because it sounds weird, like it's behind you.
Sorry?
Your phone just sounded... Did you hold the phone weird?
No, I didn't. Sarah, am I on the radio?
No, I was just ringing you because I just thought it'd be nice for us to hook up at some point because it's nearly the season of excitement.
I see.
And I wanted to get in touch. I didn't want to be all wishy-washy and not ring you and everything. So I thought I'd just give you a quick bell.
Right.
To say, oh, no, you didn't. Oh, God.
So this is all about Peter Pan, right?
Oh, what, is Peter Pan on?
I think Peter Pan might be on in Richmond Theatre this year.
Oh, really? Wicked. So I could possibly get tickets from you?
Well, you could, except I don't work there anymore. I know someone that does, yeah.
Did I get tickets from you before?
You did, yeah. You got tickets for Wimbledon Theatre from me before.
Ah, that's what it is, yes! Hi, Sam. It is Sarah Cox, and here's my lovely friend, Scott Mills.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, Scott. You're right.
Yeah, I'm sorry about this. We're just going through Sarah Cox's phone book at the moment, and there's a few numbers in there that she didn't know who they are, and I'm sorry to say that yours is one of them, but it's all come flooding back to her now. She knows exactly okay. who Sam Panto is.
And you were looking at it. You were just in a Sam Panto, so we thought we'd try and discover cunningly who you were. But it sounded like you clicked on. So you're not in the Panto business anymore.
I'm not. No, I'm producing my own shows now.
Oh, very nice.
So the Panto day's behind you.
Oh, God. All right, let's stop this now.
Right. Good. Well, thank you very much for solving the mystery, because Sarah was going through her phone. She's like, who's Sam Panto? And now we know.
But if you do want tickets for Richmond, my friend works there. I can call it out if you'd like.
Let's go.
Yeah, have they got any parts for any DJs part-time? Because me and Scott are quite up for it.
On some nights.
What were you thinking when I was chatting to you then, Sam?
Well, I didn't know who it was at first, but as soon as I recognised your voice, I thought, I'm sure you've phoned the wrong person.
You were very sweet and very patient, because with all the rather clumsy Panto references, I'd have just put the phone down. Lovely to chat to you, Sam. Take care. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Quite a few people coming in now with numbers they've got. They don't know who they are. Thanks to Sarah Cox for doing that. Mystery solved. Another one done. Dean Swansea came back from quite a drunken night in Swansea. Just with the contact Lamb Stew in his phone. Quite keen to know who.
Do you reckon that's like Stew as in Stuart, or...
Or maybe someone called Stuart who looked like a lamb, or food. Yeah. But then how often do you get offered Lamb Stew on a night out in Swansea? Not in my experience. Someone's got John Wayne in their phone. Absolutely no idea. Could just be called John Wayne. And my favourite one that's come in for a while. Let me know if you've got one of these, by the way. Don't know who it is in your phone. We can maybe ring him back. Hi, Scott. I've got ruined bed sheets from fake tan in my phone. Oh, my God, I want to call them so much. The Scott Mills Daily. This is In Fun. More Music Month. Right, September is even more music month on Radio 1. Loads of stuff happening. You'll get even more music than ever before on Radio 1. We'll still be here. Lots of things happening, like a live lounge every day and the return of Fern Cotton. Now, on Monday... When Fern's back, she will join Grimmy for an extended breakfast show and preview everything that's going to happen over the next month. It's very exciting. Then from 11 o'clock, we're doing something that has never happened before. It's Radio 1's reboot. So, this is the plan. 9 Radio 1 DJs sit in a room together, each... ready and waiting with 1 hour of big tunes. But none of us know when we're going to be on air. If at all. Some people won't get on, but they'll still be waiting there all day. And that is up to you. There are only 9 DJs, but only 8 hours to fill, so somebody ain't going to make it on air. And who gets on to play their tunes will be entirely up to you lot. It's a quite exciting new idea. So one of you will randomly reboot Radio 1's music each hour, and then you'll select who goes on next, every hour between 11 o'clock and 7 p.m. So, a lot of DJs on offer. Hugh Stevens is going to be on. He will offer you his ultimate live lounges. The official UK number ones, if you want an hour of that, with Jamila Jamil, that's on offer. Dance Anthems on Monday for an hour of that with Danny Howard. Dan and Phil with your music, your requests. Zane's ultimate hottest records. Phil and Alice doing collaborations. Gemma Kearney playing proper old school classics. And Matt Edmondson playing one hit wonders. My hour, if you should choose that, is... Guess what, Chris?
I'm not sure.
Scott Mills, happy hour.
Happy hour.
It's very me, isn't it?
Sounds boozy.
No, it's not.
It's just so that. You. Happy
it's
hour.
Quite me. So it's Scott Mills, happy hour hits. I've got them all selected. I'm ready to go. I'm armed with my tunes. Don't make me sit in that room for too long. All Radio 1 DJs in a room together, waiting to go on, and the listeners decide who goes on. That is entirely up to you. And when we're selected, we get an hour to play our tunes. So make sure you're listening to Grimmy and Firm with Extended Breakfast, Monday from 6:30 a.m. You'll find out more then. Join in the conversation on the radio on Facebook and Twitter. Radio 1's reboot starts up the Even More Music Month on Monday. You decide when we go on air. And one person gets left out. Harsh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So happy hour hits, what you said about that. That's my hour on the Radio 1 reboot on Monday.
You've chosen the tunes already?
Yep. All
it's good. Not just going to be an hour of Christmas songs, is it?
No.
See, that would have been an idea as
although
well.
It's nearly time, I think, for the Christmas.
A few people have texted in today, weirdly. I don't know why it's on the mind. Saying about playing the first Christmas song.
Where are we now?
But then Greg's done it.
Nearly September.
Whenever we say that, someone goes, Greg's done it.
Well, we've already done it. We played a Christmas song earlier in the year. All bets are off on that now, really. But I'm just saying that we should start putting them into the mix quite soon.
Okay.
Hello, it's the end of August. Mm. A lot of shops open their Christmas shops tomorrow.
No way. What do you mean, shops open Christmas shops?
Well, department stores have little areas, don't they? Right, you know where they have special Christmas
and that
areas.
Starts from tomorrow? Really?
Well, from Sunday, Monday, yeah. 1st of September, a lot of them.
That's ridiculous.
I checked. Yes, I have. So, a little bit harsh that, isn't it? We put 9 DJs in a room together. They've all got 1 hour of tunes ready to play, but only 8 hours of Radio 1 to fill. So one person's going to be left out. It's pretty harsh.
Do you know what will be good, though, when it gets down to the final 2 or 3? Do you know what I mean? And at that point, they're like, oh, God,
yeah,
it could be me.
Obviously, you'll be able to watch all this uncomfortability. Was it? Ness? Uncomfortableness on the Radio 1 website. Someone comes up with the idea. I like this as a kind of add-on. What about at the end of it, whoever doesn't get on gets immediately fired?
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, you see, that's a bit of added drama to it.
Yeah. So the DJ doesn't get on, get out.
Yeah.
And we'll have a taxi waiting for them. And put all their stuff in a bin bag.
Yeah. That's great, that is.
That used to happen at a radio station I used to work at.
What?
Well, you'd be on air, and then you'd come off air, and they'd be like, that was your last show. By the way, there's a taxi outside, and here's your bin bag of stuff. Pretty harsh. But at least you knew where you were with them, you know?
And that was a station you used to work for?
Nearly worked for.
Oh, okay.
My friends worked for it.
You didn't leave in that manner, did
you? No. I didn't ever get the bin bag.
The bag in hand?
Yeah. I imagine that's what's going to happen to me here eventually, though.
This happy hour thing, it has the potential to be great.
It does. Or like we could do Radio 1 Hunger Games. Like, whoever's left at the end is off.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bit harsh, actually. Maybe just the fired thing is enough.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Waiting on a
brand new day. Christoph Hemel Hempster makes a good point. That's awkward, isn't it? Fern's first day back and she gets fired for being the last one left.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Do you know what? She's not... One of the 9, popular. Is she? Because her and Grimmy launch it in the morning.
Oh, yeah, she's not on. So you can't do that. Is this going to be like picking the football team at school and I'm going to be the last player because no one wants me?
What are you saying about the last DJ, we just eat?
Yeah, I think that's quite a good idea.
The one left over.
Yeah, rather than fire them, they'll just eat them.
I don't know why that sort of makes sense, but it does. I'm just thinking...
I can't manage Dan and Phil. That's a feast.
You see, that's where it gets interesting, I think, because if you're playing loads and loads of music and we're not chatting so much, what am I going to do? You know what I mean? I need a gimmick, almost.
What do you fancy?
Well, you know when you do the Knicks tape?
Yeah.
And we've covered on breakfast?
Yeah.
And I do the dancing, maybe I can just do that.
No, not again.
No, why not? It's an added thing.
It's two dances. It's the in-betweeners. It's the fishing rod, where you reel someone in. And what's the... No, there's another one. What's the other one?
The lawnmower.
The lawnmower, yeah, yeah.
But you know what, Scott? Thinking about it, this is a great idea. This is an added bonus. So you bang out the tunes, I'll dance. There you go.
Make sure you're listening, watching, everybody. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced that's a big sell. Just listen for even more music on Monday. And remember, you can vote for which DJ you want on. We each get an hour. We're all armed with 1 hour of big tunes. You decide which one goes on air. Each hour, there are 9 DJs, but only 8 hours to fill. So somebody will get eaten.
BBC Radio 1. Daily.
Right, so if I'm playing the hits on Monday, what are you doing dancing then?
Well, I'm seriously thinking about it.
Here's an idea. One of my friends was saying the other day, I think she is organising for like a hen do or something, but you can now go to Beyonce dance lessons.
Oh, really?
Where they teach you to be Sasha Fierce.
So it's specific. It's not just learning one, it's be Beyonce.
Yeah. And what they do is they kind of break down the routine into fairly easy to follow sections. And then, boom, you can be Beyonce. Thing is, when you go out for a night out, how many Beyonce songs are you going to hear? Like, one, if you're lucky? So, like, the floor is all yours for that. What are you going to do for the rest of the night? It's a bit like when I did that dancing with Olly Murs on TV. I wish I'd kept up that dance because that could have been my party trick. Mm. Every time LMFAO party rock anthem comes on, chances aren't that high. But if they did, I'd be on, but then nothing to give for the rest of the night.
So in an ideal world, what are you saying? That I'd go to a dance class?
I'll make one of the songs Beyonce in the happy hour of hits on Monday on the reboot, and you go to the dance class. Or we... I don't know.
I'm not sure. I'm going to try and contact
one of them. What?
Well, I'm very good at my dance moves, but I'm not sure if learning a full... maybe it's too professional, that.
I think I might feel
a bit uncomfortable.
There is that thing, though, that you'll have to do it in front of all the other Radio 1 DJs.
That will be weird.
And if we are the last ones left, then it'll just be you and me in sat in a room while you're constantly Beyonce dancing. Imagine just doing a Beyonce dance right in Zay Lowe. Right, it's just us and Zay Lowe in the room. Think about it.
He's dubious about me at the best of times. If I'm doing Beyonce dancing, that won't
You're
help.
Just doing the single ladies dance in his face.
Quite like it.
Hello, Caitlin.
Scott, hi.
Where are you?
I'm at work in Stratford-upon-Avon at the moment.
In who?
Stratford-upon-Avon, the home of Shakespeare.
Oh, of course. Sorry, your phone broke up. I obviously know that that's the home of Shakespeare.
Sorry.
That's all right. What's going on?
Well, I heard you talking about the Beyonce workshop, and we are in fact doing that next weekend for my cousin's hen do.
So you're having Beyonce dancing lessons?
Yeah, we are single ladies.
Is this quite a common thing? Is this happening?
I have never heard of it before, and I'm a party planner, so I know a lot of weddings and stuff, and I've never heard someone doing a lot of Beyonce dance class. It's normally just drinks, isn't it?
But, do you know what you've got to do?
Well, we got told to bring sportswear, but I've made sure that everyone has a leotard and heels. And then they just
see, this is the problem.
Dance.
Yeah, I see where you're going with this. And that's the thing, Scott. It's more a hen party. You know, I do my moves well, but they're my moves. I think this Beyonce thing might be a bit too hen party for me.
Okay.
But you've got the legs for it, Chris.
Yeah, actually, you would pull off a glittery Beyonce leotard. You would.
I won't.
Me, not so much.
You get the attitude and the swag as you go along.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you can also get involved.
Yeah, I think once you're in the clothes, you feel better and you feel more able to just do it, don't you?
Come next weekend. Chris, come next weekend. My cousin will not mind.
We haven't...
In Manchester.
We haven't got time. We've got to do this on Monday.
Oh,
I know. Wishes luck.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy and Fern Cotton, she's back doing the breakfast show. And then Even More Music Month starts with all of the DJs locked in a room. 9 DJs, only 8 of them get to play. And you decide which ones go next. Stress.
Who do you think is going to annoy you the most?
What, sat in a room with them for potentially 8 hours?
Yeah.
That's a hard one. No, I mean, I don't mean any of them are annoying. I mean, I can't really answer that because that will cause problems if I'd said who would annoy me the most.
Who do you think will get the most annoyed?
What, from being there? Zayn.
Yeah.
Zayn, like, he won't be happy. But he'll be all right because you'll be twerking in his face. If we get this Beyonce dance licked, you'll be good.
Mm.
You know? We've done some good stuff this week. Obviously, there was the Keith Lemon incident yesterday with Greg James, where he broke into his flat live on air. That video's had mad views. Radio 1 YouTube for that. And it was the return of Rihanna off of films on Innuendo Bingo. Now, you two had an agreement earlier in the week that you weren't going to get each other too wet. That didn't happen. Hairy Bikers, coal mining special again. And the bikers are very excited about getting to work on this old girl.
She worked until the 1920s, and except for one run out in the 50s, was retired. Until now. We're going to open her up for the first time in decades.
And nobody knows what we'll find inside.
I don't think that was necessary, Chris.
That was an old mining machine they were talking about there. Dean in Basildon spotted that one.
We're going to open her up for the first time in decades.
Thank you, Dean. Video for this is on the Radio 1 YouTube now. It's really good. It gets very wet, despite your agreement. Over to 4 rooms from earlier in the month now. I always said that show was a lot more interesting than your average antiques programme. I did say that.
Tell me what you've both brought with you today.
Today we bought a very rare example of a mounted taxidermic Andean condor. It was an opportunity for me to mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
Ah, Chris!
Straight in the face, Chris! Yes!
Mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
I really wish I'd put any mega one today.
Oh my god. I got her again.
I hate you.
Oh, we're such children. Video for that is online right now. And also, you can hear all these on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, as well as the Keith Lemon thing yesterday. What a weird innuendo bingo. Chris left it to the last minute, sent a group text to all of the minor celebrities in his phone book. And we ended up with playing bingo today, sorry, yesterday, Ralph Warding, Gatis Candice of Britain's Got Talent, and Brian Bello for no particular reason. OK, we're going over to our friends at Daybreak now and their report on the Forth Road Bridge. Got your water there? And I think this member of the public may have confessed a little more than they were meant to at the time.
What about yourself, son?
I'd go up it like a shot. I'd go up it like it is now.
Yeah, thanks, Daybreak. You never know what's going to happen when it's live.
I'd go up it like a shot.
I've got some really good guests planned for Tuesday because it's my turn to sort it out. Yours yesterday, mine on Tuesday.
Yeah, so you think you're going to better me?
I've got 2 people already, waiting on a third.
Really?
Yep. But yours were good yesterday. This is a classic now from ITV's Dinner Date show. And I can really see here why Natalie enjoyed her evening on the show.
With any luck, the main course will be one of her favourite things. And Natalie will feel the love with some pork insider.
Good old Bello.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, now that the idea of us eating the DJ that doesn't quite make it on air on Monday has been quashed, we're definitely going to have to bring snacks.
Has that been ruled out? Definitely.
I don't think they're going to let us eat the DJ that's left. Damn it. Right, who's going to bring what then? I think Matt Emerson should bring some crosswords or Sudoku. Dan and Phil will be on their tablets all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're electronic tablets.
Yes.
Not prescription.
God, yes.
Jamila Jamil, she could bring those little stars she put on her face. So then we can all put them on. She like must have a job lot of them. They're those ones you got off house points at school, aren't they? You just put them on your face instead. Zane Lowe's probably been doing a gig the night before, so he'll just be asleep in the corner on a beanbag. Hi, Gemma Kenny.
Hi.
You right?
Oh, honest, to be fair.
Sat in a room with me for 8 hours, potentially.
It's not you that I'm worried about, to be fair.
Who are you worried about?
Who are you worried about?
I'm only joking. Oh, man, this is going to be weird, I think. It's going to be like the 14-hour journey to Derry, Londonderry.
Yeah, I wasn't part of that, you see. I got there well before loads of you, even though I left a lot later. But, yeah, I imagine that was quite testing. But I wasn't part of that. What did you talk about?
Hardcore.
What did you talk about?
We got quite deep.
Can you bring some avant-garde things that you can bring to entertain us, maybe, from East London?
Okay, yeah, what kind of things?
I don't know.
Avant-garde, you decide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring some of your dressing up box.
Yes!
Yes!
Dress you up.
Yes, dress me up.
Oh, yeah. I'm into it.
Okay, so you are potentially playing old school classics for an hour.
Oh, my God. My list is so good. Honestly, if I don't get picked, it'll be a travesty.
Yeah, you don't want to be the ones eating at the end.
No, I don't want to be eating. Actually, I would be tasty, though.
So you've got your list all ready to go, and now you've just got to have people voting for you, really, and making sure that one listener will select you.
Yeah, it's really important because it will be the best hour of radio in a long time, and not because I'll be doing anything in particular except for pressing play. The tunes are amazing.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's exciting.
Hang on,
and what are you gonna have in your happy hour?
Loads of songs that you would expect from me.
S Club 7.
I can't say.
Okay.
But I'm gonna I'm gonna dance throughout it.
He's gonna get a Beyonce dance lesson.
Yeah.
Amazing. That bit of twerking.
Yeah. But actually, they do actual dance like Beyonce crash courses, and he's going on one.
Amazing!
I know. It's just something to do, isn't it, for the possible long time that we're in there.
Is it rude to read a book?
Yeah, how does it work? What if we fancy, like, a nap or something like that?
I don't think that's on. Hey, I heard that I'm not going to say their name, but someone I heard actually reads a book while they're DJing to crowds. Have you heard that story, Jim McKenney?
Ew!
I can't say. I'll tell you off air. Hang on.
Oh my god, amazing!
Read a book, a bit rude.
I can imagine that it's like some sort of like 18th century poetry as well, like really profound.
Yeah, no interaction with the crowd, sorry, I'm just reading a book. Anyway, right, we'll see you on Monday, maybe for a long time. It'll be good though.
Okay, I'll bring some avant-garde stuff.
Okay, love. See you Monday on the reboot.
Will there be nudity?
It's up to you.
See you there.
If you want to go for down that road. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Amy in Somerset, who went to see the One Direction film This Is Us last night and screamed, "Scott!" when I came on the screen. Got a few angry glares. I definitely do not recommend that you do that. Because I'm on for like a second.
But that's why it needs pointing out.
Yeah, but like, don't shout that at the top of your voice if you're going to see the One Direction film at the weekend in the cinema.
Because then you can help everyone else see it as well.
When my moon face appears in 3D, oh, no one wants that. Don't shout anything. And certainly don't get all of your friends there with you to cheer or shout anything when I come on either, because that's very bad.
You don't like the 3D bit of it, do you?
No, it's horrible.
Do you think you look better in 2D than 3D?
Definitely.
Are you one of those?
Yeah. And I mean, if you went into the cinema, let's say, with party poppers and let them off when I arrived on the screen, that would be awful. Don't do that.
Or bring a trumpet.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't take one of those vuvuzelas and don't blow it at the moment when I appear, because once again, that would be awful. The Scott Mills Daily. Charlie Sloth.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. What do you mean, hello?
Hi, guys.
Do a noise.
No, I've changed.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm all right. Where's that funny voice you do?
I don't do it no more. One's grown up.
What has happened?
Do more of the posh voice.
Yes, you know.
Well,
oh. One is trying to get a broadcasting job on Radio 1.
Join me on One Extra at 4 o'clock.
That was really good.
You are on Radio 1 soon.
Oh, yeah.
When's it start?
Saturday the 21st.
Is it?
Can't wait, cuz.
I know, cuz. Who would have thought it? Look at you.
Look at me, all grown up.
One day you're just in your bedroom playing songs on the pirate radios and giving out
a lift shaft.
Giving out your mobile phone number so people can call in. And the next thing you know, you're on Radio 1.
Sick, innit, cuz?
Oh, no, there's more stuff happened in between that.
Loads of stuff.
There's really a film in that, isn't there?
There is. Imagine. I'm trying to get it commissioned in a minute.
Like, be like the One Direction one.
You guys would be in it. You'd get main roles.
That'd be great.
I'm actually in the One Direction one, so I'm all right.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
2 seconds, you see.
2 seconds.
Massive face. Of
what was your role in it?
I say, it's a bit of a plot spoiler, so if you don't want to know what I say, then switch off now. I go, they're talking about the One Direction phenomenon. I'm on the BBC breakfast sofa, and I go, it's not just unusual. It's unprecedented. And then it goes into the film.
Wow.
I know.
He's in the 3Ds as well.
Yeah.
What, so you can see you in 3D?
Yeah, in the Hollywood.
It's weird seeing him in 3D.
Sick.
I know.
What does he look like in 3D?
Awful.
It's weird.
Right, okay, let's play Real or No Real. You've got a big show at 4 o'clock and one extra.
Oh, yeah.
What's on it? Tunes?
Bear Records.
Bear Records.
Bear Records. And Bear Records.
Charlie Sloth, one extra, 4 o'clock.
Hey, do you know what else is on there, though?
What?
The brand new episode of Sloth Pod.
Yes, cuz.
My weekly free download to the people.
To the people. Let's play Real or No Real. It's Friday. If you need some Scott Mills points in your life, this could be a chance to top them up.
Before finding success in films such as Four Weddings and a Funeral, Hugh Grant worked as a groundsman at Fulham Football Club.
That's a good one.
Yes, I think this could be true.
What does a groundsman do?
Well, it sort of clues in the name. Deals with the ground. You know what I mean? Like,
what does that actually mean?
You know what I mean? Does,
what do you do?
Does the mowings and the...
Oh, mowing. Do they do the mowings?
Yeah. Trims the grass.
And the trimmings?
Yeah, all the trimmings.
Trimmings.
All the trimmings.
Waterings.
So, Hugh Grant, it's a Before They Were Famous special today.
Really?
Yeah. So, did he used to be the old... the
Groundsman
yeah. At Fulham.
Yeah. I'm going to say real on this one.
I want to say no real. I can't see that.
I can't see it either.
I can't see it.
I can't see him ever doing any
Hugh
manual labour.
He comes from money. He comes from...
Yeah, he must do.
He
surely.
Does. He's got that silver spoon on smash.
That one is real.
No way!
Good fact.
He's a Fulham supporter and he did it before he decided he wanted to be an actor and play the same person in every single film.
Cool.
I know. What about this on Before They Were Famous, Real or No Real special?
Before hits such as Heaven and Lifted, Emily Sandé worked for the Inland Revenue, processing tax returns.
This is true.
How?
Because I remember once I forgot to put my tax return in and I got a knock on the door and little behold, it was Emily Sandé.
Really?
She don't be there. Late with your tax.
She tried to audit me.
Did she?
Yeah. But then I was like, look, here you go, it's all there. And she let me off. But she was singing through the receipts.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't. I was like, you've got
don't believe this one, Charlie, I'm afraid.
Nice try.
No, I'm being serious. She was singing through the receipts. And you've got loads of talent.
You've had to do that thing with the tax man where you have to write to them and persuade them that it's fine for you to pay a little bit now and again. If you don't get in contact with them, they don't like it. If you actually write to them or speak to them, they're generally...
You're only allowed to do that once.
They'll give you a bit of leeway. What do you mean, once?
You're only allowed to do that once. You're only allowed to pay your tax in instalments once.
Right.
Oh. I've used that strike. I got a tax bill about 3 years ago. I nearly died. I literally nearly died. I nearly had a heart attack.
Emily ruined me in the tax office.
Didn't
though.
Put it through. Like, didn't have it.
Huh?
Spent it all.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that'd be the pool that you bought.
That's probably what it was. I didn't realise you had to pay tax on all these
idiot.
Things.
Idiot. Supposed to keep some back.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway, Emily Sandé used to be off of the tax. Real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Nah, I can't see it myself. About this one.
Before he became one of the country's most famous celebrities, Simon Cowell once worked as a runner on the set of the 1980s film The Shining.
I don't know that film.
You don't know that
oh
film?
Oh, my God.
Is that a big one?
Oh, my God, cuz.
Oh, my word.
Cuz, where have you been, blood?
Well, when was it out?
The Shining. Here's Johnny!
Yeah,
I've heard of that phrase, but I never knew where it was from.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, cool.
Corridors.
I've just not seen it. The Shining.
Wow, that's shocking.
Simon Cowell is a runner, though. You've got to start somewhere.
Mm. I know he was a runner.
Well, there you go.
Didn't he used to work for his... didn't he used to work at a record company because his mum or dad did or something as well?
Mm.
In the post room or something?
I think that's what it was. He used to work in the post room.
Yeah.
And then he became the runner making teas and coffees.
Can't imagine that, can you?
No.
But did he do a runner's job on The Shining?
I'm going to say real with this one.
I wonder if he wore his trousers that high when he's a runner, because everyone would have really ripped the mickey out of him then, because they wouldn't have been scared to say stuff.
Yeah.
So he would have really been a victim.
Yeah, he strikes me as someone who's always worn his trousers high.
Yeah, they're really high. They are.
Real or no real?
Real.
I wonder if he has to get longer legs in his trousers because he wears them so high.
What do you mean?
Like, I have to get shorter legs because I wear my trousers so low. So I have to get shorter legs because I wear them low. So if I wore them low, they'd be hanging down. So I get shorter
I
legs.
See.
Because he wears them so high, I wonder if he's like really a 32, but he gets a 36 leg so he can wear them really high.
Something I've never thought about, you know?
See?
Real or no real?
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah. There we go.
Used to be a runner at Elstree Studios, but they also make James Bond and the National Lottery draws.
Is that where you have to go then?
Yeah. What's the secret location?
That's sick.
What's
a secret location?
Why would it be secret? Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm doing really well with the lottery
at the
moment.
Could you never fit in it? See with the balls.
No, don't say that.
Could you never rig it?
No, you're not allowed.
I can't rig it.
He's not allowed. I've asked.
Well, no, one, I'm not allowed to rig it. Two, I'm not allowed to even play it.
But imagine, you're not allowed to play the lottery.
No.
That's a liberty, cuz.
Well,
what
that'd
about
be good?
Euro Millions? Can you do Euro Millions?
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Hello, good evening. Welcome. I'm Scott Mills of BBC One and...
I've won!
Yes!
Yes! Fast!
Yes, fam.
Bye, everyone. See you, cuz.
You wouldn't retire if you won the lottery.
No, it'd be a bit weird.
That's like a year's wages.
if it happened on live television, it wouldn't be the best. So, no, I'm not allowed to play.
Oh, that's awkward.
And next.
Before becoming an international star, Beyoncé worked as a beautician whose expertise used to be the art of painting tiny American flags on toenails.
Oh, I can see that.
You know her, don't you, Charlie?
Yeah, no, well.
That's what you've told me.
Yep, I know her very well. We're good friends, me and B. I call her B. You couldn't call her that if you met her. You don't know her.
I don't like people that call her Queen Bee. That annoys.
Nah, that's a bit annoying. Mm. There's a rapper called Queen Bee.
Is there?
Is there?
Not very hot.
Male or female?
Well, I'm hoping she's female.
You never know.
Maybe awkward if it was a man.
Queen Bee.
So, did Beyonce used to work in a salon and do that sort of thing where you like... toenail detail?
She didn't do that.
She didn't?
No.
And you know that for
how
a fact?
How do you know?
Well, we spoke, you know.
Okay, well, for competition, I'm going to say real.
Right, okay, well, how do you know Beyonce, please?
We used to date.
All right, when was that?
A few years ago, before she met Jay.
Right.
I actually introduced Jay and Beyonce together.
Okay, that must be, that must feel pretty bad now.
Yeah, not really. I mean, Jay was a good friend and I weren't really treating Beyonce right.
Oh, right.
As I should have, you know. So I thought, you know what, hand her on to one of my friends because she was all loved up.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, I didn't want to break her heart because she was a lovely girl.
So really, Jay had your second?
Oh, I would never say that, personally.
But true.
Kind of.
Beyonce used to work in a salon, real or no real?
What did you say?
I said no real.
I'll say real.
That one is no real.
And on that before they were famous real or no real special, here are the scores.
It wasn't very fattest at all, was it? That
no, you know what? I thought the only reason you guys got me in was because you had some really great fattest joke.
No, nothing.
Absolutely
about
not.
It at all.
Nothing.
It's not. We like you very much. That's why you're here.
Oh, thanks.
30 a piece. It's evenly weighted.
All 30 a piece.
There you go, Mr. Fattest. He's back. Look at his best.
Okay, then. Well, if you roll over to the studio now.
I knew I couldn't come in without at least one fat joke.
Have you realised
how much people love when us three get together?
It's fun, isn't it?
Have you seen Twitter?
I know.
It goes
yes,
nuts.
I have, because you retweet everyone. All right, go on, then.
You've only got
5 minutes. Right. You've got to press play in 5 minutes. Yeah, go on.
Right. Well, I don't actually press play no more. I pay someone to do it for
me. Oh, do you? Well, it's all right, then. You can stay here if you want.
Yeah, should I stay here?
Yeah, if you want.
Minutes?
Just to, like, when's the first time you've got to speak?
About 7.5 minutes past. Mm,
yeah, you're still pushing it.
Really?
It's going to take you a while. It's literally
We are back next week on Radio 1, live every day, Monday to Friday, 1 till 4, and I have organised a potentially epic innuendo bingo three-way on Tuesday.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.